This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
We want to talk this week a little bit about some fundraisers that you've got coming up.
Our fundraisers are important in that any state or federal program who gives us grant money expects us to try to raise funds on our own, which is important. But it's important to raise the funding, but it's also important for public awareness. So please support us by coming out to our booth at the local crafts fair in Burnsville, which will be August the 1st and August the 2nd. We will have a booth near the Country Peddler Fabric Store in Corner Fashions. That's where our booth is going to be this year. We're going to sell birdhouses for the bluebirds, North Carolina bluebirds, to help protect them. And we also will be raffling off a beautiful quilt. It's in the courthouse steps pattern. It was donated to us, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So please come out and buy raffle tickets and a birdhouse.
So this is a big community event. This is not just something that you're doing.
No, it's a big event. It's like the 51st or 52nd annual crafts fair for Burnsville.
And basically the whole town square will be dedicated to that this weekend of the August 1st and 2nd.
Exactly, and people come from all over the place. But we have a booth there every year, and we'll have information about our programs, and you can talk to us about possibly volunteering or donating or just finding out more about our programs if you have a loved one or you yourself have a need for our programs.
You know, most of our funding, we've talked a little bit about this in the past, but most of our funding comes from grants, and all of the grants that we get require about 20 to 25%, depending on the grant, matching funds, which means that we have to come up with that money somehow. And the ways we do it are obviously fundraisers. That's one way. But, you know, if people donate their time, for example, if you volunteer in one of the thrift shops or help out in any way, then we can count those hours and put a value on those. And that counts just like a cash contribution. So that's one way that you can support us, is by volunteering. Another way is by bringing goods that you no longer need, clothing and furniture and that sort of things, to our thrift store, because not only do you get a tax write-off on that, but we get to count that, the value of those items donated, as part of our matching fund. So there's lots of ways that people can support us. Even if you don't have a lot of cash to contribute to help us, there are ways that you can help that way.
Exactly. And your time is very important. So we can put a dollar amount on your time.
And we do.
Yeah.
So, and also we give you a receipt so you can deduct those items that you donate from your income taxes at the end of the year. An additional thing that we do there is outreach, because that's a way we can get our message out to the community. And always, I'm sure you'll have pamphlets and material
exactly,
that people
yeah.
can pick up about domestic violence, or if you want to talk to one of the staff member who happened to be there, you'll probably be there some of the time.
I will be, and then we have board members who will be there, and hopefully some other staff members from Family Violence Coalition, so we can talk to you about these things. And another fundraiser that we have coming up, it seems like it's a long way off, but it's not, because we're in the planning stages right now. On October the 25th is our Survivor Art auction and dinner, and this is taking the place of what traditionally has been called Simple Supper and Silent Auction that we normally hold in May or June. This year, we're asking that survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, childhood sexual abuse, childhood abuse, any type of survivor from any abuse, that you think about creating something of beauty to donate to our cause. You can be there, we'll auction it off, and it'll bring money to victims who hopefully will become survivors.
And you don't have to be a skilled artist. If you do something with food, you can be creative that way and help out, can't you?
You can bring food to the event, and so that will be your creation that you're bringing that will help others. So we've hit up the local artist for 10 or 11 years, and so now we're still asking if they want to donate. That would be great, but we're asking the other people.
Give them a phone number to call.
To donate, or if you're interested in that program, in that event, please call me, Samantha Phipps, at 678-3436. Leave me a voicemail if you don't get me, and I'll call you back. Our crisis line is 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, you can call Safe Place 765-4044. Thank you for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.